So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto. So follow-up sequences, what are they and why should you have one? So a follow-up sequence is simply where somebody signs up for something, you've now got an email address, or it could be that they've emailed in and they've given you their phone number and you're going to do something in return for that. You've either given them a lead magnet that they're now downloading, or they phoned in to ask a question about a product or a service, whatever that's going to be, and then that contact is then finished with. What do you do next? What's the follow-up process? Now, it can be different depending on which format you're actually using. So if it's email, that's actually quite easy because you can have a selection of emails. So for example, with mine, when you sign up to get something from me, we usually stick you into our main list and we send an email out once every 2 weeks. It used to be once every 6 days actually, but we felt that was probably too much in this day and age of, you know, too much email. But it is a way of just keeping in touch with people, making sure that people actually know that you're still around. Because remember, people got to know, like, and trust you, right? And if they forget that you actually exist because you're not following up in some way, then they can't do business with you. Okay, so that's why we have a follow-up sequence. So the way in which we do this in my business is that we have a selection of emails that go out every 2 weeks. And basically, we got 2 years worth of emails. So very good emails, spent a lot of time writing them. Each email adds various amounts of value. A couple of those emails asks them for a sale of some kind, whatever that happens to be. But the way in which we've got this set up is that the whole thing is automated. So soon as someone comes onto our mailing list, it's automated. They automatically get those emails until they decide to opt out. So that's the first type of automation that you could do. The second type of automation is, we use ActiveCampaign, which you can get access to at daniellatto.co.uk/ActiveCampaign. But we use ActiveCampaign, and one of the things that we can do is, if someone phones into the office, which generally doesn't happen because we don't put phone numbers on, we run our business like that on purpose. But if someone does, or we have a conversation and I need to follow up with that person in 2 weeks while they go away and have a think about it or whatever it is that they need to do, or we're going to catch up again in 2 weeks to add some more information to the thing that they're stuck with. But we can go to ActiveCampaign and we can add on there to follow that person up via email, via phone call, via postcard, via letter. So we still have to write the postcards and the letters or the specific emails because we can't automate those. But we get a little notification from ActiveCampaign. It says, hey, Dan, don't forget to phone John and ask him about what you were last speaking to. Here's the link to his record. Then we can click the link. We go to John's record and we go, oh, yeah, me and John were talking about digital marketing and how to optimize using a Facebook pixel, let's say. Great. Now I know exactly what I'm supposed to be speaking to John about. And so I've automated that process to some extent. Now, remember here, the bit that you shouldn't be automating is the sales process. You can automate the marketing. Great. Love it. Well up for automating marketing, but you cannot automate the sales process. You have to do the sales process. And this is the bit I see people getting wrong time after time after time. They want everything to go through a website, everything to be automated. They just want to be sat on a beach drinking pina coladas all day, every day for the rest of their lives. That is not how business works, right? Warren Buffett's not sat on a beach drinking pina coladas next to Richard Branson or Tai Lopez or Grant Cardone. All those dudes are working 18-hour days. In case you didn't know that, Gary Vee, all of them. And they're just the ones in the popular mainstream social media, right? There's always other people working a lot of hours, not sat on a beach drinking a pina colada trying to automate their sales process, right? It's not going to work. You need to be involved for that sales process. Then you can start closing more business, and then you might put an offer into them and they go, yeah, let me go think about that. And you go, great, I'm going to call you on Thursday at 2 o'clock, which is 7 days from now. Is that okay? Yeah, great, great. Book it in your calendar. You book it into your ActiveCampaign system or your own calendar. And so when Thursday 2 o'clock comes, or whatever time I said, then, you know, it pops up and you go, great, I need to phone John. Hey, John, we spoke a week ago. You've got to go think about it. Have you got any questions that I can answer more clearly for you so that you're ready to make a decision right now so that we can move forward and help you with your business, right? That's it. That's how you should be automating some of this. So there's two aspects here. The first one is an automated email, an automated system, some methodology of automatically following people up, either with more information, more value, asking them a question. The second type, we call it automated, but it's not, because it needs a human to pick up the phone. Now, that human doesn't need to be you. It can be a follow-upper, right? It can be someone that you're paying £10 an hour, working from home, everyone's in lockdown anyway, loads of people to do this job. You're going to need to train them up on how to follow up and what your product and service is and what the benefits are and all that stuff. They can log into Active Campaign. They can read all your notes and go, great, John, he had a problem with this. He had to check with his wife because they want to buy some new wardrobes for a bedroom and he wants to invest in his business. So the person that you're hiring, they can read that and go, okay, I get that. I understand. Hey, John, how's it going? It's Billy from Dan's business. I'm just following up because Dan said get someone to give you a call 2 o'clock today. Is that okay? So where are we up to? Did your wife get the wardrobes or did you make a decision to put off that buying decision for 12 months and invest in your business and then you can get even nicer wardrobes when we help you make a bit of extra cash? How did that conversation go with your wife? And then they're off into a sales conversion type thing. You don't have to be the person doing that sales conversion all the time. You do have to be the person managing what the automation looks like. If you just give it out to someone and hope that they're going to do a good job, I don't think you should be doing that. You can still give it out to people, but you want to take ownership of it to go, okay, when does email number one go out? Got it. When does email number two go out? Got it. When is email number three? Got it. And when is my follow-up call? Got it. So that you actually understand what the processes are in your own business. You can't outsource everything and thinking that some external agency like ourselves, for example, is going to take up your ideas and run with it, because nobody is as passionate about your business than you. As much as passionate as we are about helping people, it's almost impossible, right? So once you know what you need to do, then you need to go and implement it. And right now, if you've not got an email sequence, you need an email sequence. If you've not got a sales follow-up process, you need to work out, draw on paper, what is that sales follow-up process going to be? Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.